When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the diary. Previously on the diary,
she kissed Mike.
Oh, that's right.
They went on a date.
Yeah, they went on the date. He knows about wine. He knows about good food. And she was excited.
Yeah.
It was a pretty short entry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She hasn't been kissed that way in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like a long date, right? They went out, they had wine and stuff, and then like 5 hours, and then they sat in the car.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah.
Really? I hate...
spending time with people?
Clearly. I don't like... do you guys like making out in the car?
Yeah.
Still to this day.
What kind of car? It's not...
I'm with you, no.
For you to get the right,
Yeah, you gotta move to the back seat. And at that point, what are we doing? Like we're getting
to
out.
Get the right angle to.
But like after a date makeout, there's nothing like in those first like I would say five dates, and they're dropping you off, and it's just like
even relive that later. Get back to that. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't want to get down in the weeds on this, but I don't want my first kiss to be side by side. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I've had a few of those.
Our angle, like you're facing each other, but your torsos, like you're having to, it's so much better to be standing than it is to be.
For a first kiss, yeah, but then get in the car
once
and make it
you've
steamy.
Established the ground rules, because like.
What on earth?
Okay.
You don't just like love the spontaneity of it?
I absolutely love it. But have you ever kissed somebody who's not a good kisser?
Yeah.
You need to know what you're dealing with. If you've got like a washing machine person who does the and you're like, that's not what we're doing here.
Or the pecker. They're the worst. Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Thank you for quality. Yeah. Yeah, kids over here going, what do I do? What do I do?
The pecker was, okay, never mind. Got it.
That's in
different
the backseat.
Different kind
got
of it. Pecker.
Got it.
Okay.
But so I don't want the first kiss. The car being the first kiss, unless you're both really good kissers, you don't really get to know.
Well, I guess that's why I don't know that it can be bad.
Wait, back me up, Aaron, a little.
No.
You don't want it in a car, the first one.
Okay, first one, no. Ideally, yeah, standing facing each other.
Yes.
But then we can get in the car on the first date.
Once
or whatever,
you already know.
When have you ever? I feel like every single one of my first kisses ever was a side-by-side, like car or with my fiance, we're on bar stools.
There's something about leaving the restaurant. Like you guys just had a great date and you're kind of, you're waiting for the Uber and it's just like, yep, I'm not, nope. Not gonna wait. And like sitting in the car and talking, and then it's just like old cars had the big console and you're just like trying to get over, like it's just
okay
sorry. Anyway,
I love a side-by-side kiss, whatever.
No, it's good for later. It just can't be the first one.
Okay,
I don't like
we
the first one.
We were on bar stools and it was great.
Yeah, but there's swivel. Not a car there. Yes, there's a swivel in your
torso. Yeah,
I probably
also moved my body, so
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
We want to read the diary?
We don't have time. It was all kissing perfect. Etiquette today.
All right. So our last entry was on July 24th.
Okay.
This is now August 6th. So that's about a 2-week jump.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, I bet they've been on a bunch of dates.
I'm so happy right now.
Is that from the diary or you?
No,
you
that
have
was
to qualify.
Sorry.
You,
okay,
have,
okay,
you
okay,
gotta
okay.
say, now I'm reading.
Okay,
now I'm reading.
August 6th. Mike is probably the nicest guy I have ever dated, 2 exclamation points. We've been on 4 dates now, and each one is fun or romantic and to a place I've never been before. He's a great kisser.
Nice.
Mm.
Last night, he took me to a really interesting movie that I'm not quite sure I understood. I know girls are supposed to like wine and French films or something, but sometimes I think he's smarter than I am and wonder why he wants to date me. Stupid and insecure. Shut up. Ack. He's fun and a good kisser and he likes me and I hate that I keep trying to talk myself out of it. I guess I'm afraid I'll screw it up. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, we get another entry 4 days later on August 10th that we'll read tomorrow.
The self-sabotage
is
so real.
Is that really a thing you guys do?
I do it constantly.
I almost did not date my fiance.
Because?
Because he was so nice.
Yeah.
And he was so lovely.
And
you're
not worthy of that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh yeah. My God, that is insanity.
But I also was going, when's the other shoe going to drop?
Yep. My boyfriend will do something nice, and my immediate thought is,
what did he do?
Oh, yeah.
My God, you guys.
But I know now to say it, and then we laugh about it, and I'm like, but what did you do?
Oh, Aaron.
Okay.
But I get it. It's
the self-sabotage.
Also, you've been programmed to have to think that way.
See, as a guy, I feel like it was 4 dates. Is that what you said they've been on? And you were making out on all of them. It's like, this is awesome. Right?
Yeah. No, it is.
Don't you think?
In his head, this is great. He's not second guessing anything.
I don't think so.
If we could find his diary, it's like, this is awesome. I can't wait to boink her.
Can I go dark? Or does he think I'm smarter than her? Sorry.
Oh, no.
Also, like a French film, I'd be like, Mike, loosen up.
Right, but stick to the French kissing.
I don't know. Do you ever think that? Well, you're not smarter than Angie.
Oh.
No, I don't think that.
No, I'm just like, I never think of my intel. Like, if we're compatible, we're compatible.
Okay.
Like,
I'm always looking to laugh. I'm not looking to show anyone I'm smart. Clearly, that's why would I do that?
All right. So the next diary entry is how many days away?
4 days later, but we will do it tomorrow.
Perfect.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.